Already having been the object of worldwide protests over toxic chemicals such as Agent Orange, PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, and dioxin, many critics are fearful of Monsanto's reach for control of the world's food supply through its proprietary seeds and GMOs. Today, more than 40% of all U.S. crop acreage use Monsanto products, and the company owns more than 1,600 patents on seed, plant, and other related commodities. Food and Water Watch, a nonprofit group with 15 U.S. offices that is dedicated to safe, accessible, and sustainable food and water, produced a paper in 2013 entitled Monsanto, A Corporate Profile. According to this paper, in the United States alone, nearly all, 93% of soybeans and 4/5, 80% of corn, were grown with seeds containing Monsanto GMOs. Monsanto's leading products include Roundup and Harness herbicides, DeKalb corn seeds, Asgro soybean seeds, Deltapine cotton seeds, Seminis and De Reuter vegetable seeds, and insect repellent SmartStax corn and Bollgard cotton. The company's power and influence affects not only the U.S. agricultural industry, but also political campaigns, regulatory processes, and the structure of agriculture systems all over the world, noted the paper. Supreme Court rulings in 1980 and 2001 have allowed the patenting of living organisms, leading to the development of what are termed terminator seeds, crop seeds that will not reproduce the next growing season. What was once a freely exchanged and renewable food source has been privatized and monopolized. In less than three decades, a handful of multinational corporations have engineered a fast and furious corporate enclosure of the first link in the food chain, stated the Food and Water Watch report. Although Monsanto insists that it would never commercialize terminator seeds, depriving farmers of new crop seeds or simply producing seeds not engineered to produce a full crop could cause worldwide famine. Such a dastardly scheme also would fit quite nicely with the broader globalist population control agenda. Any crisis in the food supply could certainly initiate chaos of such magnitude that the public would cry out for martial law, especially in the large cities where hungry mobs of looters could overrun police forces. Most citizens today cannot imagine such a possibility because they are psychologically affected by a phenomenon known as normalcy bias, whereby people fail to recognize or underestimate the possibility of disaster. Most people tend to believe that whatever they experience on a day-to-day basis is normal and that things will stay that way. Such bias prevents them from considering the ramifications of current trends. As a practical example, most of us suffer under the normalcy bias delusion that when you turn on the faucet in the kitchen, water will always come out, explains Mike Adams. We've seen this happen so many times that we now take it for granted and believe it will always happen, almost as if by magic. Even though humans living 200 years ago would have been shocked to see clean water coming out of a kitchen faucet, today we are shocked if it doesn't come out. That's normalcy bias. Obviously, if the citizens of the death culture hope to survive and flourish in the future, both their mindset and behavior must change.